This is Solo Travel Talk. Your solo travel advisor is Astrid Clements.
Viva Las Vegas. Your solo travel advisor, Astrid Clements, hit the International Travel Goods Show, a world-class show for travel products. As a solo travel expert, Astrid is on the scene to scope out travel products, travel trends, and to connect with the people and businesses that want to improve the experience of travel. I'm producer Catherine O'Brien, and I can't wait to hear everything that happened at this show. Astrid, International Travel Goods Show makes the point that we're all mobile, so we all need travel products. Tell the listeners why you attended.
Well, I wanted to see the new and the best and the latest and the greatest of travel products that are offered. And this is the venue to go to see everything that really is noteworthy and quality that are in the travel goods space. So that was obviously the first reason. And I wanted to also go there because I knew that the manufacturers' reps would be there, or company reps would be there, designers would be there, young entrepreneurs that had new products would be there. So I wanted to be able to talk to people about the different products that they were promoting, why they felt like they were so good, what was, you know, new about them, et cetera. Because this is the first time I had ever gone to a show like this. So this was a big, big learning curve for me. But, you know, that's really the number one reason that I went. Then the second reason is my brand or my website, Astrid Solo Travel Advisor, is focused on affordable luxury ideas, products, and services for the solo traveler. So I wanted to see the travel products that were in the affordable luxury space. And I wanted to see basically what the quality really is, what offered in this space that I felt like that I thought were good and would be comfortable in recommending and using myself. Then going a little bit further with that idea is on my website, I do have a marketplace that is still in development. And this marketplace, the end game or my goal is to have products that I recommend from other vendors that you can buy directly from my site. And I, in the future, one of my long-term future goals is creating my own travel goods brand called Lady Astrid, ooh, which I will offer clothes as well as accessories and things that I think are individualized that are stylish as mm-hmm. well as practical, that kind of has my little zing to it. So, so I wanted to meet some of the manufacturers and vendors, et cetera, that I could possibly talk to in the future about branding products that I like or creating products that I like. So that was the third reason. And then the last reason, mm-hmm. Viva Las Vegas. Like you said, Las Vegas is just always a good place to go for a couple of days. And I made a little list of some of the things that were new in Vegas that I wanted to do and, you know, in my free time, of which I did do those. So that's really why I went to the travel show. And I have to say that I was there 4 days. Two of the days was the travel show. And when I got on the plane, I mean, I was so exhausted because I must have walked 6 or more miles a day. And Las Vegas is nothing but concrete, whether you're inside in the convention center or you're outside on the strip. I mean, it's walking, walking, walking. So I was dead tired.
I have to say, I looked on social media. That show looks massive.
Oh, it is massive. It's massive. I mean, I got there when the doors opened, and I was probably the last one to leave every day.
They kicked you out.
Yeah. But there's just hundreds and hundreds of product lines and vendors. And I took notes and took my time, and I talked to a lot of different people. So it was an intense itself. Yeah. So yes, it's massive.
And I'll just remind listeners that if you go back to episode 58, we actually got to talk to two really impressive people from different companies and just got sort of the inside scoop on some of the travel products that are out there. So just go back to episode 58. So Astrid, tell us a little bit. I want to get into the trends. What are some of the trends that you picked up on, and what should listeners know?
Okay, well, first of all, the products really are becoming more and more geared to comfort, safety, and longevity, basically quality. But they, you know, the products that are out there that seem to be, you know, in the biggest demand are the products that really make travel comfortable, because unfortunately travel is becoming more and more uncomfortable. You know, travel 15, 20 years and before, oh man, if you were traveling, it was luxury. You had bellboys all over and people to get your luggage. It just, everything was a lot more. You didn't have to go through any of this safety, you know, lines in the airport and everything. So it was a totally different type of environment, ethos, whatever. So now, because of how everything's changed, you have to do things where you're self-sufficient, that, you know, you're comfortable, so you don't get stressed out, because, you know, you can get stressed out the minute you get out of the car, get your luggage out, if you don't have products that facilitate this. I mean, even the suitcases now, and I'll be talking quite a bit about suitcases, because I saw thousands of suitcases. But even the suitcases now, like the wheels, we never had wheels, you know, up until the last 10 years. And then you had the wheel luggage that you just kind of put on a slant. And then you had the 360 wheels. Now you have the double 360 wheels. So, and they're even more, I mean, you can just roll your luggage, spin it around, run and catch it. I mean, it never falls down. So, you know, the companies and the travel related, designers, et cetera, are really understanding what the public is buying and is spending their money on. So that's kind of the broad perspective. Now, the second thing was in trends, much more safety oriented products. Before we never had to think about safety, but now there's a lot more in terms of your personal safety, whether it's bodily or theft, or even getting hurt, you know, with a product that is not well designed. So safety is, you know, very, very important. And there's actually a whole line, Travelon, which I'm going to be going into further. And they were one of the people in episode, what was it?
58
that we interviewed. I was so impressed by them. But they're, all their products have, comfort in most, specifically safety-oriented features in the products. And I think they're great for solo travelers. Then tons of luggage. I mean, you know, from inexpensive luggage and sets to moderately priced to very expensive. Then you've got mind-boggling different styles and sizes and shapes, graphics, colors, finishes. Then they're putting a lot more emphasis, too, on the interior construction, making it to where people stay more organized and that the things inside are protected. And they've got some pretty unique concepts, so I'll be going into that. Then, of course, bags, backpacks, totes, locks, neck rolls, rests, you know, clothes, I mean, all kinds of different things. And then another very unique thing about this show, they have a whole section of all of the new products. So you don't have to be walking through this huge convention center and trying to figure out what's new and what's been there, especially for somebody like me who's never been to it and I'm used to using the products that I use, or I'm always looking for new products, but I wouldn't know what's the newest and the latest and the greatest. They also, you know, give award winners for the best new products and you get to vote on them, et cetera. But that was very interesting to have a whole section that the manufacturers could showcase their new creation. So I thought that that was very good. So just to kind of fully answer the questions, this question, the overall trends, what I saw was lightweight products. The lighter, the better. They're trying to make tough products, stylish products, quality products that are very lightweight, because that in itself helps you with your stress. And then, of course, you don't have over baggage fees and pulled muscles and everything else. You can't get, I'm notorious at asking people on the plane, would you help me get my carry-on in the overhead? So, lightweight products. Then, like I said, products that were designed for safety. Also, products that have style and unique looks, not just your basic looking anymore. They're trying to create, they're pushing the envelope with style and unique looks, which for people who are style oriented, there's some people who are not at all, and that's good. But for people who want a little bit of their own self-expression in their travel accessories, and specifically suitcases, they're really coming up with some different things, which I'll share with you. Beautiful colors and finishes and graphics. Some of them are just, they're just so beautiful. They're like, oh my God, I don't want to get one little scratch on this, or, you know, I don't, this is too pretty to take and throw it in the, you know, the luggage cargo. Interior design of the products that are much more thought out than just two big Canaveras holes or whatever. There are a lot more zippers and individual pockets, et cetera, in all types of bags or totes or backpacks, et cetera. Another thing I thought was very interesting is a lot of the products now, like the bags, are being created to be open vertically. Now, not your bigger suitcases, but your carry-ons and your briefcases. Because, you know, just think about it logically. If you have to open it up, you have to fold it horizontally. Right. And, you know, you have to either go to where the, you know, the refreshment bin areas of the plane and open it up. You can't really open it up in your seat area unless you're, of course, in business class. But, you know, most people who travel in the United States just travel in the, you know, the regular plane, the economy. But the bottom line is you can open your carry-on or your briefcase from the top. So you can put it next to your knees, open it up, or put it on your lap and open it up. And many of these new bags have a lot of different sections to where if you know how you've organized it, you can just pull it out. And it's so much easier to do that than to have it opening up horizontally. So I thought that that was a very good new innovation. And you're going to see more and more of that. With the opening or how the tops go, I saw a lot of roll tops. Now, this is a little bit more for, I guess you would say, adventure-oriented bags, etc. But these are not closed with, you know, your normal zippers. You roll them, and then you can secure them and lock them to where they're expandable. And it's really cool. At first when I saw that, I said, I don't know if I like that. But, you know, the more and more I saw it, I mean, this bag can almost double in size.
So it's like the top rolls down, yes. And then if you need it, you can undo it and yes. Have that all that extra space. Huh.
Yes. Very cool. So basically, expandable backpacks and carry-on. Where you know, you have your expandable luggage with the zippers, but this is a backpack or a carry-on that is expandable from the top. I thought it was very good. So those are the basically the trends or the overall things that I saw.
Did you see any real standout items? What cool or innovative or maybe even just practical items wowed you?
There was a lot that wowed me, really. And I'm going to answer this question in two parts. One, I'm going to focus on the new products because I found that section very interesting. And then some of the standard products are the products that have been, you know, in the marketplace for a while now. I'll answer it in two parts, and then I'll kind of give you my ultimate.
The ultimate wow.
The ones that get the stars.
Okay.
Okay. New products. There was a cute little, well, it was called Pods That Stack. Now, this was a very cute little carrying case that had four or five stackable sections that were connected with zippers, of which you could take two or three of the sections out or use all of the five sections. But what it is a carrying case that you can put your jewelry in one section, you can put your tech cords in one section, you can put your toiletries in one section, you can put, you know, any little loose thing that you would normally need. And I'm always talking about, now make sure you have your little case that you put all your tech stuff in. And then put all of your jewelry in one thing. And then all of your toiletries. So, you know, it'll be protected from your clothes. But you stay organized. But this is all in one stackable, cute little case. Hmm. And it was black and I think it had orange zippers. It was really cute. Sold for $24. But it is, the height of it is no taller than the width or the depth of your suitcase. So it fits very nicely, say, with the packing cubes. So, and it got a lot of support. The guy who was manning that particular booth, he said, everybody is just, really staring at this and opening it up and thinking, that's so simple, but that is really makes a lot of sense.
Sometimes those simple things are the best solutions.
Yes. So, and it's waterproof, of course. And, you know, I thought it was really good because it eliminates, like I said, all of those other, you know, individual ones.
Actions, yeah.
So that was one thing. Then I talked about the vertical carry-ons that you basically can open or you open from the top. Now, there was one brand that was in the upper end. It was a suitcase brand as well as it, you know, had briefcases too. But it was made from aircraft aluminum, like the very expensive Riona luggage. But this was a more affordable aircraft aluminum briefcase and luggage sets. They were beautiful. Came in all different kinds of colors. The brand is Aleon, A-L-E-O-N. And oh my God, the red is to die for. If I wouldn't have already had my, you know, suitcases, I was so tempted to buy it because she was offering it a discount to people who, you know, attended the show. But this was really good. And she had a great briefcase that opened from the top. And I thought that it was very well designed, fit very nicely over your carry-on. I mean, if you're into kind of a real upscale look that is quite professional too. It's, you know, it's really got so many pluses. The Aleon brand is great, and that vertical opening briefcase, excellent. So, but that was new. And in this, there's a lot of organizers and a lot of zippers, et cetera. And that's very important because if you're opening it from the, you know, top down, everything will go in the bottom. So it's very well organized. Then the next one was the rolling backpack. Now, this is an extra large backpack that I think you could live in. You don't need anything else. You could fit everything that you had to have to survive in this backpack. But because it's so large that, you know, I mean, it can get really tiresome to have this on your back, especially if you're a female. It rolls and very well designed. It, you know, had the padded laptop sleeve, all the pockets, zippers. So I like that very much. Then talking about luggage in unique shapes, there was a brand called Kinsey that featured octagon-shaped luggage.
Really?
8 sides to the exterior shape. And they showed the combination carry-on and a smaller hard-set tote. I saw a lot of hard-set totes at this convention. But they were in beautiful pastels. Some of them were kind of had glitter in them and gold accents what I call wheel hubcaps gold. It you know, some people might not like this, but if you like a Britney Spears look, I mean, when I saw that, I said, oh, that's got Britney Spears written all over it. But what I'm trying to say is they're trying to come up with new shapes and new looks. So I thought that was interesting.
Is the shape for function or just for fashion?
I think it's more for fashion.
Okay.
I couldn't say if there was any functional. I didn't notice it, and it wasn't. If it was described as such, I missed that. Okay, the next product was double-layered socks. Now you think, double-layered socks, oh my God. You know, socks can be hot or whatever. I mean, I'm always one that doesn't like socks, but socks are becoming so stylish now. I mean, you even see women wearing socks with heels. I mean, they're cool, okay? Even mismatched socks. But these socks were two thin socks knitted together. They were very breathable and had the arch support feature in them, but their claim to, or their selling feature was no blisters. I mean, I thought, now this is really a cool idea. And basically these socks are, you know, a more stylish, lighter version of the socks that they originally designed for runners and hikers. So I tell you, that's really something to consider, especially if you're going to do a lot of walking, you know, on different types of trips. Consider that. And they weren't expensive. I think they were like $13 a pair. So, and they come in different colors and everything. So the double layer socks, I thought that was really cool. The next thing I kind of didn't know, you know, sometimes when things are real innovative, you go, I don't know about all that. But this was a seat sitter travel kit. It was a kit that had a seat cover, a tray table cover, sanitary wipes. Yeah,
we need those after a long trip.
Oh yeah, everybody needs some sanity or to maintain it, and allergy mask. But basically, is to help you with the hygiene in planes. And you know, you could probably hear I have a little bit still a cold. You know, I did. Unfortunately, and you know, I take emergency and all kinds of vitamin C. I really try to protect myself because I tend to be allergy prone, and anything in my sinuses that changes. Ugh. Well, these planes are forever getting me, and I mean, I try so hard, but I've traveled so much that I think that, you know, I seem to not be able to stave it off like I used to. But this kit, which is $15 to $25, depending on how many things you get in it, helps you from getting sick on the plane. Now, you know, I don't know if some people will want to go to it, but I know a lot of people that'll think, well, I might look like a weirdo, but I'm going to do this anyway. You know, and it's now when we hear about all these airborne things and different things, I mean, you know, we might all have to do that in the future. You know, I know that sounds kind of like, oh, God, but I'll never want to go anywhere if I have to put a germ suit on. So, but that was a new product. Then you had the Dream Duffel Bag, which this was kind of out of the box. It was a duffel bag that had a clothes rack in it. So, you know, if you're on an adventure, you know, adventure travel, or maybe you're staying in places that doesn't have enough closet space or whatever, you could just pull this rack up out of the duffel bag and hang some clothes on it. Or if you want to wash clothes or something, you could put it on there. You know, I don't know if I would ever... I'm not so much that oriented with my type of travel, but maybe, you know, a lot of people would think, yeah, this is good. I can use this. So that was a new product. Another type of sock. Now this isn't totally new, but this particular design were the pocket socks, which they were knee high, multi pockets in the socks that had zippers on them, where you could put your passport, your valuables, cash, keys, very breathable, cushion soles, arch support. And, you know, here again, if you're traveling to somewhere where you're a little concerned about your safety, or you want to put some extra cash somewhere, or whatever, you want to make sure you have your passport and you don't leave your purse if you put it in your sock. Unless somebody knocks you out and rips your socks off, you're not gonna lose it. And I doubt they're gonna look in your sock or anything. But that's pretty good. I've seen these before, but this particular one was a new product for that company. And, you know, they came in the basic colors, white, black, gray, I think. But I thought that was pretty good. Then you had luggage that you had adjustable sections and shelves in the luggage, specifically in a luggage shape that is a pretty new shape that I really took to. It's a rectangular shape. Now you asked about function. Yes, it's designed like a trunk, but it's not huge. And they have a couple of sizes. You stand it up on its bottom, and when you open it, you have shelves on one side, and then you have a hanging rack on the other side. You know, especially for men, I thought this was great. And then even women business travel who have a lot of suits or whatever, and it's hard side. That was very compelling to me.
That sounds like a modern take on the steamer trunk or something like that, the way you're describing it.
It was. It was. And it was very functional, and I thought it was quite she-she, to tell you the truth. So that was something new.
What was the brand on that one?
I think I wrote it down. We'll get to that because okay. I talk a little bit more about it later on in the show. But there were several brands that were doing it. And then last was the luggage with a built-in luggage scale in the handle.
Oh, that's the most Astrid thing ever.
Oh, that was fab. I mean, that was so great. So you know when you pack how much your bag weighs. And that is great for somebody like me who likes to shop. And, you know, if I know exactly, and I have the luggage scales, and I use those to keep me from paying the over... baggage fees all the time, because I would always have it, you know. But this is a really good feature, and it just makes perfect sense. So I thought that was great. So the new products basically that wowed me, I think the Pods at Stack Organizer, I thought that was just really basic but ingenious. Then the open-top carry-ons, much better than having to open it up any other way. the luggage with the built-in scale. And I have to kind of put a question mark by this. The seat sitter travel kit, the one that protects you, the hygiene. You know, I think that's before its time, but I think more and more people, you'll be seeing that in the future. So those were kind of the new products that I thought were really, really good. Okay. Then the products that the part two of my long answer, cool, innovative products that are already on the market that I didn't really know anything about. The first brand, and it was on our podcast, that was the Travel On brand. And this particular brand, I mean, I knew about it, but I didn't really understand the depth and the quality to these products. But a little background on the company itself. It was started by a gentleman by the name of Don Gottschall. And I think he was an engineer, but he had a very bad skiing accident, and he was paralyzed from the waist down. And I think he has some upper body problems. But he loved to travel. And when this happened to him, he decided that he was not going to stop traveling. And he devised different types of mobile wheelchairs and products that he would need to travel as a handicapped traveler to stay safe, to stay comfortable, and to be mobile. And I tell you, from this passion, he's created this whole Travel On product line. Now, a little bit more about him, and I hope to get him on one of my shows, because an offshoot of all of this, he has created what he calls adaptive adventures. And these are trips that handicapped individuals can take. And they're supposed to be wonderful. So I would love to get him on the show. I did meet the marketing rep of who we had on our show. I think she can probably arrange it for us. But I would love to share that with the world. Because I know even my mother, who is in her late 80s, she doesn't really travel anymore. But the biggest reason is because she walks with a walker, and she's very limited with, she has bad knees, bad hips, and it's too much. But she had a company that could arrange all of the things that she needed, her logistics, etc., and help her program herself to prepare herself to go to Paris or to go to, say, Savannah, Georgia, or somewhere that she really would want to go and experience the culture or whatever. This company does those kinds of things. So I think it's fabulous. Okay, on to the Travel On brand. Their products, first of all, are very focused on safety, whether it's your physical safety or intellectual or anti-theft safety. And they make all kinds of bags, carry-on, backpacks, different shapes, different materials. You know, some are very modern looking, other are just really kind of plain and basic. But they have some great, what I consider, anti-theft features. First of all, they have a wire mesh that is embedded in all the fabrics to where there's no way some thief or pickpocket could slash your bag. And that's typically what they do. When you're in a crowd, they, with a very sharp knife, they can slash it and whatever falls out, or they can stick their hand in it and try to get something quick and get out, you know, and run away. So you can't slash their bags. Their zippers have a locking pole, which they lock. So, you know, you can't unzip them. They've got to be unlocked. Then there is a cable wire that is in all of the over-the-shoulder bags or anything that is hanging. So that hanging strap cannot be cut. That's another way that they get your bag. Also, they have a feature called the locking dog, which is the strap is able to be locked or wrapped around, say, the chair leg or table leg or something, to where when you're eating or you're somewhere and you don't want to keep the purse or something on your body, you can lock it to an object. So you don't have to worry that somebody has stolen your purse. And let me tell you, I know several people that they think their purse is okay. They put it on the back of their chair or whatever, and it's gone.
I loved that feature. And when I talked to her on the podcast, when I looked up the products later, it's so cool because I was just going to say the exact same thing. When I had a friend whose bag was stolen, that is exactly how they got it. She was eating a meal. She had her purse. She thought it was right by her foot, and then just grab.
Oh yeah, because that's typical of what anybody would do. And those thieves, they're really good at it. Yeah. They know who's put the purse just in the right place. So they can get it. Yeah. Okay, then also the RFID feature, which is the prevention of identity theft, whether it's your passport number or your credit card information. That's pretty standard now in a lot of products that have that blocking potential. But, you know, you have to have it now, whether you're traveling in the U.S. or internationally. Unfortunately, they have those machines that can just get it in a second. In their products, they have a lot of organizational pockets and zippers. You know, they really try to help the traveler not rummage around in things or just have any kind of stress when it comes to accessing what they need. Very well thought out, creative products. Some of the other things that they sell, packing cubes, which I'm a big proponent of, duffel bags, pill organizers, personal fan, panic alarms. And another one product that I really thought was cool was a floatable waist pouch, which say you like to go whitewater rafting, or you're going to be anywhere where potentially there's water, or even if you're walking around and you don't have your purse or whatever and you want to have a waist pouch around your waist, if it's waterproof, then nothing's going to get wet inside. Very simple, basic, but ingenious feature. So, and it floats. In the event that you fall out of the whitewater raft, it comes off or something. I mean, it floats. It's not going to sink to the bottom to where you're going, oh my God, I've lost my passport, my money. Whatever, you know, just ingenious. So, if you want a full listing of their products, go to their website, travelon.com. Great. I couldn't speak more highly of any company because it's created with a passion for safe and comfortable stress-free travel. The next company, this company, they have a couple of products under their Silent Pocket brand, and then they have Mind the Gap. But this company we also had on our podcast. But these are two guys, a father-son duo, and they are so cool. They're from California. The dad was in the high-tech industry for a long time. In fact, he told me he started out, he was manning all the technology computers in Hollywood or one of the studios. I mean, he's just one of these tech people. But he said along the way, he realized that there was going to be a lot of invasion of privacy and a lot of byproduct of technology that wasn't really too good for humanity. So he's kind of one of these real creative, outside of the box thinkers, but quite ingenious himself. Well, he came up with a product that puts a shield in the fabric that, he creates bags, wallets, and phone cases that block wireless signals where your product or your tech device is undetectable, untraceable, and unhackable, which basically means that you're totally undetectable. If you don't want Big Brother or whoever to know where you've been, who you've talked to, or whatever. You stick your phone in this. I mean, I don't know about who you've talked to, but this particular product is very good if you want privacy and if you want to get off the grid. In this day and age, I think that's pretty cool to have that option. You know, you never know when somebody wants to target you. They know how to track you, and there you are. But if you can have this alternative to where you feel like you need it, I think this is it's very thoughtful and very safety oriented. And you can take it out and use it, you know, be tracked or if there's an emergency right there. But I liked it very much. And the products are they have an elegant quality to them. They were black and nice looking zippers and a nice kind of canvas-like fabric. So I thought that they were really on to something. Simple concept. Then they also had some products in their Mind the Gap brand. And these were, one of them was an anti-radiation phone cover, which, you know, you hear so much about don't put your phone to your ear. You know, they're starting to come out with more and more studies that think, well, maybe some of the brain cancer that the rise in brain cancer that we're seeing is from the microwave or some kind of electromagnetic type of thing that's coming through the phones. So this is a cover that you put over your phone when you're talking to it, and you can talk, and it doesn't block anything, the volume, but it blocks that bad radiation. I thought that was, again, very wonderful. And then last they had, now this product was a little bulky. I wouldn't say that it was really stylish, but to some people, they might think it was real stylish, but it was a backpack that I'm telling you, this backpack, you're ready for most anything. First and foremost, it comes in a very nice fabric, and it's waterproof. Has the roll top. You can expand it. And then, if you are concerned about possible gunfire or anything that is, knifing or anything, it has a shield that's removable, or you can put it back in, that creates a bulletproof screen in the backpack, which will alleviate you from getting shot in the back, in the upper back.
I was not expecting that, you to go that direction.
No, but let me tell you,
yeah,
you know, some people travel to areas where they might want to have that. So I thought that that was very smart. And these two guys, like I said, everything they do is cool. Their products are cool, they're affordable, and they're really made to keep people safe from something unexpected that is could be fatal, you know. So look at go to mindthegap.com or silentpocket.com, and you'll get all the information about their products. So I was impressed with them. And then the luggage. Let's get to the luggage. I mean, like I said, thousands of different types of luggage, brands, styles, shapes, the way they're organized. But the ones that stood out or the ones that caught my eye were, first of all, the Versace brand, their lower scale brand, not their top, but it's called 19V69 or 1969 with a V in between the 19 and 69. This was such a affordable luggage price point. Three bags for $120 and a beautiful Versace designs. I was particularly attracted to the black or the creamy off-white with the little gold diamond pattern. It was just beautiful and the gold accents on it, but not what I consider gaudy. Just elegant, but it had a kind of an Italian to it. Liked it very much for affordability and look. Plus, they had all kinds of matching things. You can get luggage tags in the same design, neck pillows, wallets, passport covers, you know, organizers. So if you want to have a look, a Versace complete look, they have it. And all extremely well priced, which I like that because, you know, with luggage and travel things, you might get tired of them. And then you don't want to feel bad about just throwing away your luggage. But if you travel a lot, it's going to get damaged. And you're going to get tired of it. I mean, it's just the way it is. And you might want to have different look for your beach vacations versus your skiing vacations. You know, people have different things that kind of speak to them. So I think that's another reason why there's so many different types of luggage, because luggage is kind of like part of that first split second impression of you as a traveler. So I like that. Then I talked about the Allion, which is beautiful, affordable aluminum luxury. And I'm telling you, it is so sophisticated. And if you want a real elegant look, and you just make a really good first impression, that luggage does it. And like I said, the red is to die for. I mean, the red is such a beautiful, it's a little bit darker. It's not like a tomato red, but in that aluminum, ooh la la, loved it. The next one was Adrian Vittadini. Now, I've always liked the styles that brand has in terms of clothing, but I really wasn't too familiar with their luggage. I've seen some of it. I've never owned anything. I think I have maybe one of their purses, but and some shoes. But the bottom line is they create fabulous totes in these ultra lightweight, beautiful fabrics, oversized, very well designed in terms of organizers and zippers. I mean, if you want a sophisticated boho look, you go for Adrian Vittadini, and extremely affordable again. I mean, I was so shocked, and I talked to the lady designer, the woman who does the designs, and she was something. She's on top of that game big time. But, you know, not only do they have totes, they have luggage bags and other travel accessories, but I couldn't shout Adrian Vittadini praises any louder. They are so spot on the new modern look. Mm. For the traveler who is pretty worldly wise, especially, you know, obviously females, but I was really impressed with that brand. And, I live in Louisiana, and I don't see a whole lot of things that you could see on the West Coast or, you know, New York or up and down the Eastern seaboard, the corridor where, you know, fashionistas or people who really have access to all products are. So I really, really was impressed with Adrian Vittadini. Then we have It Luggage. Now, I have done blogs on It Luggage. I've talked about It Luggage. I love this brand. This brand was started by a family in England, I think in London, and they have a passion for luggage. And every year they create 100 in different styles, you know, colors, looks, graphics, finishes, you know, accents. I mean, I learned so much about luggage when I was there. I was just going, my God.
More than you ever wanted to know.
Yeah, basically. But It Luggage is very affordable, attractive, and highly durable. And they had a great, you know, showcase booth. I loved talking to the reps there. And one particular set really caught my eye. It was a beautiful, shiny. For some reason, I like the shiny finishes, like the blacks or the off-whites that are shiny. It just appeals to me. But they had a beautiful, black, shiny set with pink gold zippers and accents on the luggage. And so affordable. I mean, it is like, it's about, I think the sets are like $120 to $140, but they look like they are $800 or more a set. Really nice. And I can tell you, their luggage, well, it comes with, I'm pretty sure, a 10-year warranty, maybe even a lifetime warranty for most things. But it is indestructible. I took a set of luggage on a round-the-world trip. And that they were like, you know, they came back at it. In fact, I bought the white set and I thought, oh, this is so impractical, but I thought it was so good looking, especially for the price. And I thought, well, if it busts on the third stop, it's okay. I'll just buy some more luggage. It came back, no problem. No handles broken off, nothing. No wheels messed up, no zippers messed up. Few little smudges that I had to clean off, but I mean, I couldn't shout it luggage praises any louder too. If you want to get a good set of trendy luggage, they, especially on the outside, they have comic characters, they have scenes from different, you know, cities. They have beach, they have flowers, they have wildlife. I mean, there's all kinds of things on their luggage. If for any kind of hobby you have or love you have, it luggage is put it on the outside. So they were there. Talking about the trunk luggage, this is the brand, Catherine. Yeah. Max Porter 2, which is like a Roman number, you know, Roman numeral 2. But this is the rectangular luggage that is shaped like a trunk. Comes in different sizes. You know, you stand it up on the bottom or on one end. It's not split evenly. The zipper is not, it's not half and half. You've got a bigger section where you've got the shelves and everything so you can put more volume in there. And then you have the smaller section which you can hang things up or you can lay things down. I mean, and they have a lot of little zipper things on the outside rim, extremely well designed inside in a great shape because they also fit, the carry-on fits very well in the overhead. And then also, because it's long and narrow, it can go under the seat better. I'm telling you, this is, I think, a coming type of suitcase shape, not your just almost squared rectangle. This is more trunk-like rectangle, but not big like a trunk. I mean, sizes of your typical suitcase sizes. So, and they have the double wheel, which is 8 little wheels instead of 4, which that makes it, you can turn it around. It's light. It's a feather. It's really, and of course it's hard side. I was very impressed with Max Porter, and I think their large, trunk or, you know, the largest one was $250. So it's not unreasonably priced at all. If you want that upscale traveler look that maybe is not quite as, I don't know. I mean, that Allion aluminum luggage just kind of rang my bell.
That set the standard for you, yeah.
But BCBG had some to die for elegant luggage. I mean, if you want an upscale traveler look, BCBG can play that tune for you. I'm telling you, they had beautiful look with all kinds of different accessory accent, like the gold and the gunmetal and the black. And I mean, they did so many different things and the different finishes. But all very, very upscale looking. So I really did like BCBG, and I mean, I've seen some of their off-white with kind of the tan leather look that goes around like the corners and an accent stripe around the upper third of it. But just seeing all of their different styles and color combinations, I thought, ooh, ooh, this is nice. And it's more expensive, though. I have to say that. Okay, moving right along. I told you there's a lot of luggage, but I'm picking out the best, or what I thought was the best. There's a company called Briggs & Riley. Now, this is an older brand focused on quality construction and function. Think Swiss gear, but not that expensive. They have more styles than Swiss gear, and I'm not criticizing Swiss gear, but they're pretty expensive. They have a lower price point line, but they're kind of like a Rolex watch. You know, they've been there for a long time, and their products are extremely high quality, and they're expensive. This Briggs & Riley has basically the same kind of ethos, but I didn't think it's nearly as expensive. More styles. Great quality for the price. So I look for them. I was not aware of that brand. And then last in the luggage was Jessica Simpson. I'm telling you, she is everywhere. But she had, I didn't like everything, or I wasn't drawn to everything. Nothing was in poor, what I consider not, you know, worth the money. But what I did like is she created both soft side and hard side luggage in the same pattern. So you could combine hard side big case with some soft side, because there are a lot of people who still love soft side. But then there's other people that want hard side. And, you know, the hard side is more protective, especially, you know, if it gets wet. But she does both hard and soft in the same pattern, which I thought was, here again, ingenious. You know, whether it's from the luggage to the totes to the organizers to the purses, I mean, you're going to be decked out in that one pattern. And if that's what you like, that's what this brand offers. And I must say, she had a pattern called Wildcat, and it's just this fabulous jungle pattern. And it was gorgeous. And I thought the whole, all of the items were very well priced. So check Jessica Simpson out. I mean, you know, whoever is with her and helping her with what she puts her name on, they've got the mindset of a lot of, people who, you know, like a certain kind of fashion.
They know their brand really, really well.
They really do. I mean, I'm always shocked, especially when I'm saying, oh, that looks so good. I mean, not that I shouldn't be, you know, because she's such an iconic star now. But a lot of times stars come up with some things that you think, oh, God, you know, I don't know about all that. Okay, then a little bit more about the products that were already on the market that stood out to me, or not stood out, but that I noticed and I really talked to the reps about. The next one is the collapsible, foldable bicycle that you can put either on a carry-on or a backpack. Now, this was amazing. They could break that thing down into that small. And I watched them put it together and raise the seat up. I mean, you can be a 7-foot man and ride this bicycle. That's fabulous. For people who love to bike wherever they go, whether it's in Paris or, you know, a country town or whatever, or they just need their exercise, they can put a bike in a backpack. Wow. Or a carry-on. Oh, I thought that was amazing. Okay, then going into what I call a travel lifestyle brand was the Head brand, which was basically started out as a sports brand, tennis, etc.
Yeah, I was going to say tennis. That's what I said.
Oh, my God. Their clothes and their luggage and their backpacks and totes, I thought was just the cat's meow. So the fabrics were so high quality. just comfortable, wonderful to touch, breathable, but so well styled and functional that you could wear it in your daily life except maybe to work. So it was really, I thought, a lifestyle kind of brand. And they took that quality ethos of Head's original products and made it functional, quality, and very sophisticated. I mean, I fell in love. Now, it's kind of pricey, but it's worth it. And they have beautiful, well, I was really attracted to the black with the orange accent stripes. Whether they do it very subtly on the clothes or on the suitcases, the totes, etc., just to die for. I mean, this is, if you're decked out in this Head stuff traveling, you're gonna get some double looks. Because it's just so well designed. Simple, but very sophisticated, very comfortable, very high quality. And they had a couple of, it's kind of a unisex look, but they had some patterns that were geared more toward the male and some female. But two patterns that I particularly like that were ladies' lines were the Jungle Collection. It was kind of like a camouflage pattern with just a little bit of blush pink every now and then in the pattern. Oh, it was so, it's just beautiful. And then also, that was the camouflage. And then they had the Jungle Collection. I can't remember exactly what that looked like, but that was also beautiful. The duffel was $100, which I didn't think that was too bad, but this brand is a little bit more pricey. But I can tell you, I fell in love with it. Totally. Fell in love with it totally. I thought if I ever go around the world again, that's going to be my staple wardrobe, and then I'm going to have a few other pieces because it can go the distance anywhere, and as well as the luggage, everything is very, very, it was just fabulous, bottom line. Okay, other clothing, PacSafe. Now, PacSafe is a brand that's been around for a while. Was into shoes for a long time, or good shoes. I know I bought some PacSafes, or numerous pairs of PacSafe flip-flops. But they were showing hoodies, pants, and jackets that had hidden pockets and zippers that were hard to see. Again, like those socks that had the zippers. You could put a lot of stuff in there. It had sun repellent kind of quality in the fabrics. Just really good, well-designed, kind of more casual, but it had that look, you know, the hoodie look, etc. But it looked quite nice. RFID protection for the theft and, you know, identity theft. But basically, you can hide cash, earbuds, wallet, passport in your clothes. So you could put a lot in your clothes. And the zippers aren't like, you know, you see the zippers so all over. It had a good look. So I was drawn to them too. Then you have a clothing brand that I had never seen before called Solo New York. And it was here again, modern, sophisticated clothes, backpack, bags, and not too expensive, but it really had a real good look to it. You know, you could, it kind of had that New York casual lifestyle look, like I got the world by the, you know, tail. But I thought that was also I was drawn to it. Now, a few other products that caught my eye was what's called the Air Pocket. And I hope to get this lady who designed it. Her name is Trish Smith on our show, but she's from Australia. She was there. And she had been a marketing rep or some type of the corporate world, and she traveled a lot. Well, she's an organization nut. And she just didn't like to wear it. She couldn't find things when she was on the plane, and it would keep her from working or whatever. So she devised this bag that would fit in the seat pocket, and that she has all these little compartments in it that you can put everything you need, your tech cord, your iPad, your nasal spray. I mean, anything you want, you can put in this very well-organized pack that is waterproof, stretchable. And she has this big stripe that comes in different colors that you can put on the handle, you know, the handle that goes up on your rolling suitcase. So it's just like a tote or whatever that has, or a briefcase or a backpack that has that little strap that you can secure it on the handle and you can easily roll it. Or you can put it in a bigger tote. But you've got it right there. You don't have to open up your bag to get all these little things out or what you need. I mean, here again, very simple. You not think about it, but it was very well designed. And she was so passionate about this. And I really took to what she was doing, the price point. I forgot what it was, something like $20, $25. It wasn't very expensive, but it was cool. And it was a lady, and a lady designer, and I liked her entrepreneurship. And I know, well, she said she's been featured in several magazines, travel magazines. I mean, it is a very well designed product. Then another lady designer that I also really liked her so much, and hope to get her on the show. Her name was Tanya Rodriguez. She was actually Portuguese, but her brand is Walter and Ray, and I think that was her father and her uncle. Her relationship with them, I guess, was her inspiration for just do whatever you want in life that you think is is your calling. And she, I really loved her spirit, but she traveled a lot, and she realized that, you know, a lot of these totes and carry-ons, et cetera, it's just a big canvas bag with maybe one zipper and a couple of things. And I mean, you're just fishing around in there. You can't find exactly what you want. It just happens that when you're trying to find your card case or some kind of something, and you're fishing around in it, the purse, it's right in there, but it takes you 5 minutes to find it. And after that, you know, you can feel your nerves a little bit more. And it just, but she has designed these totes and these bags that, I mean, are ingenious. She has these hidden pockets to where if you have something really valuable that you want to put in it, it's so hard to reach. There's no way, unless somebody rips that thing off your back or off your arm, you can find it. I mean, she's really got the right consciousness for safety and organization and a very nice look. Like, she created this bag that's kind of a little bit rectangular in shape, but can be, you can make it a backpack, sling it over your shoulder, or a messenger bag. It was very ingenious. And you open it up, and it has three or four sections, and it opens like a book, like two pages. And in each section, she's got zippers and different things, and she suggests what could be put in there. I mean, I thought that was ingenious. So you have places for all the different kinds of things that you would need. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was, I loved her fabrics. They were kind of unisex looking, but they were different. And they looked really, they had character to them in a classic way. They'd go anywhere and they looked quite good. The next product was language flashcards. I know this sounds real corny, but I am a flashcard learner. I mean, I went through, you know, I have a master's degree in international relations. I loved school. I didn't have a real good memory, short-term memory. Long-term memory is pretty good, but especially, but I mean, I was determined always to make A's or, you know, do real well in school. So I knew my handicap. So flashcards were what got me a real good grade point average, because I'd make flashcards for everything, and then I'd go through them. And then when I knew it, I'd put the ones I knew and the hard ones I'd keep until I'm down to two. But they had this gentleman, he was actually from Russia, and I don't know why, but I do usually have some kind of comfort zone with Russians. I just talk to them, and I don't know, they take to me for some reason. But he created flashcards that, well, he calls it, his brand is called Travel Minds, M-I-N-E-S. But they are language flashcards that show you how to pronounce things, meanings, give you phrases in all different kinds of languages. And they're very inexpensive. I think it's $10, $15 for the pack. And you can, if you're on the plane before you get off, go over them. I mean, I know now we have all these language apps, et cetera, on our smartphones, and those are good. But if you want to try to really say it with fluidity, if you have these flashcards, you could practice. You know, this particular product might be passé, but I took to it because I'm a flashcard student, flashcard scholar.
Sometimes the classics, though. I mean, there's a reason that they stand the test of time.
Yes, exactly. And then the last product was the bottle travel case. Now, this one really rang my bell. It was $15. It was designed by a former, I think it was petroleum engineer from Houston, but it was plastic, two pieces, protective cover, and it kind of had a cone shaped, almost like a glass top, came in three colors, red, white, and blue, but you could put your wine bottles in it. Oh, it was great. And I don't know how many times I have bought wine overseas wanting to bring back my husband a wonderful bottle of wine that we can enjoy when I got home, for him, you know, being so supportive of all this solo travel that I do. Or, you know, finding something that I really wanted to give to somebody else, or I just wanted to enjoy myself. And I mean, you can't bring them on the plane anymore. It's too much liquid. If you put them in your bag, it breaks. I have had them break. Or if you get them put in the wood slats or any protective things, oh my God, then it gets heavy. Then you have to pack it. You have to check it in. Sometimes it doesn't really make it. This little $15 gizmo is great. And then if you want to drink the wine, you can turn the top of it up and it works like a glass. I mean, only an engineer would design something like this. But let me tell you, ingenious. I thought it was great. For $15, everybody who enjoys fine wine should invest in this, because, I mean, you could take it anywhere and it'll protect your bottle. So that was really cool. There was one product I forgot to talk about. I just remembered it. There is actually a robotic carry-on piece of luggage now. It's very expensive. It's like, I think, either $1,200 or $1,800. But you don't have to carry it. It just follows you around like, a little friend. You just power it with some kind of tech or on your phone app or whatever, and you don't have to carry it.
That's the real future right there. Oh, yeah. A little robot carry-on. Oh, boy.
Can't you see the fighting suitcases? I don't like you. I don't like your suitcase. Bang! So that was shown too. And I just remembered that. I didn't actually think of that about the show. But those were the products that wowed me.
Yeah, I took note that a lot of the price points were totally affordable.
Yeah, and this is, you know, like I said, I'm all about affordable luxury. And what I saw at this show was quality for an affordable price was very important. And I was pleased to see this. And I think the biggest reason is probably, well, the heightened competition because of Amazon. I mean, I think that's really it because, you know, so many of the merchants attend the show and they put in their purchase orders for the next year, et cetera. And they know they're fighting Amazon or the online websites and vendors. So they're looking for products that they know they can move. And these products have to be well-designed, attractive, quality, and a reasonable price. So really, you did see that. I think that, like I talked so much about Adrian Vittadini, the lower-end Versace 19V69, the It Luggage. You know, the vendors that carry those, they're not taking a lot of risk that they're going to stay on the shelves because they're so priced so right. They look so good. And, you know, it's what a lot of people, will be drawn to.
Yeah.
I'll kind of just wrap up the show with just saying, I really love the International Travel Product Show. It was just, it was so interesting to me. And definitely informative. I mean, to be able to see all of these different products, you know, from different style viewpoints to price points to the way they were conceived. It was fabulous, the bottom line. Then I got to talk to a lot of the designers and the company reps. I thought that that was invaluable in order to understand more what was quality in travel products, you know, and just give me a much better understanding of this universe. In my long-term plan with Astrid Solo Travel Advisor, my website, the marketplace, it's still in development, but I really do want to offer products that I use that I really highly recommend, whether they're my signature products or products that other people produce. So I wanted to go to this travel show so I can understand what's out there, price points, etc. And I'm going to go next year. I'll be going every year just because there was so much there that I know I missed. It was exactly what I thought it would do, for my first, time there. And Viva Las Vegas, there is no other place in the world that you go for a couple of days, or I shouldn't say in the world, let's just say the United States, that you can go to a conference. The city is geared for conferences. That is easy to get around. The hotel right there I stayed, it was an old Hilton hotel, but it's kind of connected to the travel or the convention center. Right there on the elevated metro train, so easy accessible, so easy to get most anywhere on the strip from this train. It's safe for the solo traveler. I did so many things that when I wasn't at the travel show. I mean, Vegas is just great to go to something like this. You can dine in lower price point restaurants to the best, great entertainment. If you want to shop, they've got all levels of shopping. And just being out in the streets of Vegas, there's a vibe in Vegas. So all in all, the whole experience was great. And I'll be back next year, and I hope it's in Vegas.
Well, you heard all about the innovation that is coming to luggage. And soon, eventually, we'll be coming to the Astrid Solo Travel Advisor Marketplace. But in the meantime, if you have a trip coming up and you want to have your packing experience be a little bit less stressful, Astrid has an amazing packing list for you. We suggest that you get it. It's complimentary. Just go to astridtravel.com. Right there on the homepage, there's a place for you to put in your email address, and you'll be able to download the packing list right away as you're packing into your very cool new luggage, right?
Oh, yeah. Luggage. I mean, that was so hard to not buy another set. And I mean, if I come, luggage is not easily stored. And my husband, every time he looks, he said, how many sets of luggage do you have? It's like, how many sets of china do you need? I mean, come on.
Not to talk out of school, but right to my right here is a suitcase.
I'm always ready to go somewhere.
This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, any of the finer places that podcasts can be found, including Spotify. We love Spotify. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for this great report, Astrid. I know everybody's going to be so excited about the products that are available for solo travelers. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on Solo Travel Talk.
Thank you for listening to Solo Travel Talk. Follow Astrid on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To learn more about Astrid or solo travel advisors, visit our website, astridtravel.com.